Matthew 24 is unique in the Bible. It's one of those famous chapters that deal with end time events from the words of Jesus himself. How do you understand Matthew 24? Notice what Jesus said. And you will be hearing of wars and rumors of wars. This is verse 6. See that you are not frightened, for those things must take place. For nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. And in various places there will be famines and earthquakes. No other passage of the Bible has been used more by evangelists to convince people that we're living at the very end of time. But is that really what Jesus meant? There was something unique about the century in which Jesus was born and ministered and taught his disciples. There were 100 years, literally, without major wars on our planet. That's unique. From 30 BC to 68 or 69 AD, there was peace on earth. No wonder the angels said to the shepherds, "Peace on earth, goodwill to men." Heaven had arranged things for this. So Jesus was concerned that his disciples would be very dismayed when they saw the destruction of Jerusalem, for instance, in 70 AD, and they thought, this is the end of the world. So Jesus said at the end of verse 6, but that is not yet the end. Huh, many overlook that, don't they? Now let's pick up with verse 9. Then they will deliver you up to tribulation. Notice the word tribulation. And will kill you, and you will be hated by all nations on account of my name. And at that time, many will fall away and will betray one another and will hate one another. This is referring to the period we call the Dark Ages, or the 1260-year prophetic period, when the church reigned supreme, the false church, and God's true people were persecuted. Then Jesus said, way down in verse 29, but immediately after the tribulation of those days, meaning the 1260 years, the sun will be darkened, the moon will not give its light, and the stars will fall from the sky. So those celestial signs mark the end of the long period of tribulation called the tribulation of those days, and mark that we were entering what the Bible calls the time of the end. Now, there's another passage in Matthew 24 that's a different tribulation. Verse 21 says, for then there will be a great tribulation, such as not occurred since the beginning of the world until now, nor ever shall. Notice that this one is different in nature. Verse 22, and unless those days had been cut short, no life would have been saved, but for the sake of the elect, those days will be cut short. Now let's take this apart. It's a great tribulation, different from all other tribulations in history. And unless it be cut short, no life would have been saved. But for God's people's sake, it's going to be cut short. How long has it been since we humans on this planet have had the capacity to destroy ourselves? Well, it really hasn't been that long. In the aftermath of World War II, with the invention of the atomic bomb and, of course, nuclear weapons and their proliferation, mankind has the capacity to destroy this planet over several times and everyone on it. Well, it hasn't happened yet. But according to the Bible, we will come to the brink of self-destruction, and then something, some event, will cut it short, so that that doesn't happen. Well, that part of it's good news. Jesus, looking down through the corridors of time, was looking at the 20th century. Statisticians tell us that in the 20th century, more people have died as a result of war than all the rest of history combined. Could it be that Jesus knew this as he looked down through the corridors of time and labeled our time as a time of trouble such as never was? With the advent of World War I, weapons of mass destruction were first used. There was chemical warfare, there was the Gatling gun or the machine gun, And there were other massive weapons that mowed down people by the hundreds and thousands. Since that time, weapons have proliferated and genocides on top of those. And Jesus said this would be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation. Pastor Dennis, RealityCheckSeminars.com.